Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be talking about Dutch sheets. And, part of the VFN Dream Center, when we talk about and explain the VFN Dream Center as apostolic center, what God's conviction is for us and what we're doing, you know, Habakkuk 2:2, right, the vision, make it clear so other people can know that God's calling them to relate to it. Is this that? And for us, it is. Mm-hmm. And Dutch Sheets, you know, he talks about it. He says, listen, I don't want to pastor a church. I want to be able to lead an apostolic center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, understand, the church is the church, but he's talking apostolically. When you look at Paul led an apostolic center. Everything that was happening around him was just vibrating in the context of reaching this whole generation for God. Church birthings, government, everything was going on around. And that's what, when you think about that. But Dutch Sheets is talking about here in a article that he had written called Seeds for Becoming Who We Are. And I just want to share a little bit of it, if I have time, to be able to share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, as a father in this generation, I thrive on helping others realize and fulfill God's dream for them. When imparting life lessons to this emerging world changers, he says, imparting these life lessons to emerging world changers, I always emphasize that we can fully embrace our identity in Christ only when we're willing to participate in the process God has designed for our success.
Mm.
You know, it's like the fruit and the seed thing we were talking about. I mean, when God says, you know, God will give a man of it, God will give, this is what Dr. Michael Brown repeats and has said, and we have said and experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will give a man a vision, then he will destroy the man and he'll bring forth the vision.
Right.
It's kind of the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the seed falls to the ground and dies,
it
will bear no fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, you know, what's the difficulty here? It's like, die already.
Mm.
I'm trying to, if I die, how is this thing going to come to pass? Well, it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
It has to do with God in you, the seed that God's planted in you. This is powerful. And it goes on to say, it is good to desire growth, change, maturity, and results, but we frequently want results without embracing process that will yield them.
Mm.
In the same way that we long for the finished product, we also need to undertake and embrace a passion for the path, the journey to our completion. You got to enjoy where you are and submit where you are on the way to where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're never going to get there if you don't get on the road. And if you don't stay on the road, wherever you're going to end up, it's not going to be the place that God had for you. You got to begin to embrace the journey. Understand that to really know him, that it's gonna require for you to deny yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that his plans are better for you than your own. He goes on to say, he says, we cannot expect to be overnight legends in the faith. He's like, you know, I guess this folks he's training up. Are you trying to be a legend in the faith?
Pat?
I don't know. Mm. The faithful one. And he says, you cannot expect to be overnight legends. You trying to be a legend? No, I'm actually just trying to survive.
Exactly. Just hanging on.
I don't, you know, whatever you want to do with me once I'm gone, but right now, just kind of lay low, keep the Lord high. We cannot expect to be overnight legends, he writes in the faith. A life of obedience necessitates conforming to God's means, his process, just as much as his ends, the finished product. Think about it.
Mm.
It's just as much as submitting to the process. It necessitates our obedience to this process. It's just as much as the ends that are going to happen. They come together. If we continue abiding, listen to this. If we continue abiding and abiding and abiding, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
Let me say it again. This is Dutch Sheets. If we continue abiding and abiding and abiding, it will happen. By the way, just as a let you know, if you are not abiding, we got a plan for you at iabide.org. Begin today, and you will see. Maybe you'll be a legend in the faith. You know? I don't know, God's will come to pass in your life. He says, if we continue abiding and abiding and abiding, it will happen. The truth will make you free. So shall my word be which goes forth from your mouth. It shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. God's word will not return void. It will accomplish that, what it set out to do. Isaiah 55:11. Seeking permanent change. I mean, that we want. Everybody wants change, right? Seeking permanent change. He goes on to say, several years ago, the Lord spoke something to me that was one of the greatest revelations I've ever received. I was talking to him about why the word wasn't working in me. Truth be told, I was complaining about seeking a lack of fruit or seeing a lack of fruit in my life. I sat under countless good teachers, listened to all the right tapes, read all the classic books, and all I heard was how I was supposed to be victorious in every area of my life. With pure heart motives for being greatly used by God, I aim to be the best Christian I could possibly be. Oftentimes, along this quest, I would leave powerful church services and prayer meetings high on hope that I now have what I needed to finally see permanent change. This is it. But a few days later, and you guessed it, I was the same. God, why isn't this working in me? I cried out. I was pretty upset, feeling like a complete failure. And then he spoke to me. What, without a doubt, has been one of the most important things I have ever learned. This is what he said. Because all truth comes to you in seed form. All truth comes to you in seed form. That's exactly, y'all did exactly, because the next thing he writes, That's what he says. That's what he meant. That's so cool. Is that a confirmation or what? He's like, that's what he has in that explanation mark. He continued, for those people who are teaching you, the ones who are giving you all these testimonies of what worked for them, that truth is a fruit in them now, but it isn't transferred to you as fruit. It comes to you as seed. Whether it bears the same fruit in you depends on what you do with it. Because all truth comes in seed form. Think about that.
That's good.
Wow. Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's real good.
If you do what they did and abide in my word, the seed will grow in you as well. And the truth will make you free, just as it has them. I mean, is this like this, like the that generation, is. Like now? And it's like, okay, boom. Well, I just feel like a hamburger bun at McDonald's. Right. All these sesame seeds on me. He's like, yeah, now abide.
Now water right? it.
Now water it. Abide. Spend time with God. It's like, I didn't want seeds. I wanted apples.
Right.
I didn't want seeds. I wanted bananas.
Right.
Don't you understand? We are not an agriculture society anymore. We don't grow anything.
Only 2%. 2%.
Only 2%. Only 2%. Isn't that interesting? 3% abides. 3% abides, 3% tithes and offers, and 2% farms. I'm getting to begin to understand something right here. And wow. God's bringing judgment on the hybrid seed, according to John Paul Jackson. And so he goes on to say, he says, I chewed on this for a while. I began to think of all those I knew who were clearly bearing fruit in certain areas of their lives. A former drug addict whose mind was fried immediately began to immerse himself in God's word after giving his life to Christ. For hours each day, he would read and meditate upon and memorize and speak scripture. After only a few months, not only was this young man completely free from all the temptations towards drugs, his mind was completely healed.
Amen.
Wow.
God's word is powerful. It's living. It's active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. I mean, I'm adding. That's what he's saying. But understand, this is it. And so abide. We're saying abide. We're saying, listen, get free, brother.
Yeah.
Let that seed grow into something. Understand there's four soils. You know, there's four soils, and every seed did not produce because of what that particular person chose to do with the seed that came their way. And he goes on to say, Dutch goes on to say, I recalled another young man who was set free from the poverty mentality, having only known extreme poverty up until this point in his life. Seeds of revelation were planted while hearing a man speak on true prosperity, being blessed by God to be a blessing. The transformation of his mind came about as he spent months identifying and meditating upon scriptures of God about provision, about sowing, about reaping, etc. Before long, the stronghold was broken, and in its place was an incredible faith for finances. Mm, mm, mm. He became one of the most prosperous men I know. And one of the best givers. From poverty to one of the best givers. And so he goes on, he says, with the seed principle, he talks about it. I could see the thread. You know, it's like, I was like, I think I see something here. I see something connecting. He says, I could see the thread. It became what I called the seed principle, a process of growing until fruition. A process of growing until fruition. Suddenly, I knew I could expect freedom in problem areas of my life if I had not... He says, I couldn't see and I couldn't expect freedom in problem areas of my life if I had not spent time in God's word regarding this particular area. Mm. I mean, if you're needing to be delivered from a stronghold with lust, but you're spending all your time in prosperity, you're just only being lustful for more money and more stuff. I mean, you're going to have to.
Catch a clue.
You're gonna have to, yeah, it's not going to work. Mm. And so you have to work. You have to work this process, the seed process. Mm. Information seeds must become fruit-producing revelation. Information seeds must become fruit revelation. And for that to happen, you have to tend the seed. Mm. You have to tend your heart. You have to tend the garden. You have to abide, abide, and abide, and abide. Mark 13, Mark 4, Luke 8. All recount the parables of the sower in which Jesus talks in detail about this seed principle. He indicates that the maturity of the seed, his word in us, is a growing process. And if the seed is nurtured just like a natural seed, it will grow into fruition. Jesus summarized the process of tending the seeds, he goes on to say, of his word as follows. Number one, hear. That means receive the written word or the spoken word of God, Matthew 13:23. The second is understand. Put these new pieces of God's word together with the knowledge of God we already have for greater revelation, Matthew 13:23. Number three, accept. Receive and embrace with obedience, Mark 4:20. And four is hold fast in our tending to the seed, Luke 8:15. We're talking about, get this, a word from Dutch Sheets, and it's such an encouraging word, talking about the seed process is how God works. Things come to you and us in seed form, and we have to work that seed. We have to work that seed for that to produce in our life. And this is like the now generation. I mean, it's like, okay, I don't know, like Pat's Pantry. It's like frozen biscuits, frozen tacos, frozen this. I mean, used to be. Now it's just lettuce. Pray for him. Send food. We're taking pledges today.
Send some
feed
porridge.
The boy.
Porridge?
Feed the boy. Feed the boy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Grass, lettuce, green stuff.
And yeah. Anyway, so understand that. He's talking about Jesus. That Jesus summarizes, and we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Tour so you can carry this, and also at iAbide, of course, iAbide.org. But Jesus summarizes this whole process that we're talking about in regards to the seeds of his words about hearing, understanding, accepting, and holding fast. Mm. Hearing the word, understanding what you heard. So many people don't spend any time to study to show thyself approved. Mm-hmm. Or in regards to the NIV, you know, study. And to the GIV is like, why aren't you spending any time in the Word? I mean, understand. And the third is, okay, now by faith, accept it. By faith, accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, I can't accept it because it's just seed. But inside every acorn is a forest.
Mm-hmm.
Inside every apple seed is an orchard. What's inside you? I mean, think about it. What's inside of you? I'll tell you what was inside Peter. When Peter was on the boat and Jesus was walking on the water, there was a seed of faith inside of him that could walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
The second that Jesus would call to him and say, come to me, he would step out of what typically holds everyone and walk on something that nobody other than Jesus ever walked on before.
Mm-hmm.
That was inside of him. And all he had to do was just hear the word. He had to hear the word. He had to understand, come to me. And he had to accept it. And he had to hold fast to it. And as long as he was holding fast to it, guess what he was doing? He was walking on the water.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What happened when he stopped holding fast to it?
He sunk.
He started sinking. So think about that. Man, what if I just live a life of abiding?
Mm.
Abiding, abide, 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 says Dutch Sheets. And so he talks about we can abort the process. We can abort the process. And he goes on and says, Dutch Sheets goes on to say, Jesus also mentions a valuable truth of which we all need to be acutely aware as we tend to our seed, whether through fear, financial stress, lust, Satan's primary goal is to get us to abort the process so he can steal the seed.
Mm.
Remember, he told us, he said, immediately Satan comes to steal the seed.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything starts by seed, you're thinking he's trying to steal your apples, but those apples are somebody else's fruit. But your fruit's going to come from that seed that he wants to steal. Not understanding that it's the seed process, you've been letting him steal your seed all day long because he's like, I don't care. That's not, I can't eat on that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll eat on somebody else's tree. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, but look, that's somebody else's fruit. That's not your fruit. Unless you bear fruit, showing yourself to be the Lord's disciple, right?
Your own fruit.
Your own fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your apple. That's a graven image.
You didn't build that apple.
You didn't build that apple. Right? Ooh, that's good.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's so good. I want to talk about that today.
You didn't build that apple.
You didn't build that church. That's not your church.
Mm.
Right, getting back. And so Jesus also mentioned this valuable truth he talks about the enemy wants to steal your seed. His attacks will no doubt be well-timed, sneaking in at our most vulnerable moments in our life. Despite the storms that will come to disrupt and challenge our maturity, we must strengthen ourselves in the Lord and hold fast to the confession of hope. 1 Samuel 36 and Hebrews 10:23. If you continually yield to the work of the master potter, he will give grace to help us in our time of need and bring to completion the good work that he begun in you. See Hebrews 4:16, Philippians 1:6. Now he talks about nurturing that word, and he kind of summarizes it. In summary, he says, when we persist in nurturing the Word of God, revelation will come to enlighten us and bring truth to us. Ephesians 1:17-18 talks about it. If attending to that word, Proverbs 4:20, guarded, Proverbs 4:23, continue in John 15. James 1:25, and meditating upon Joshua 1:8 and Psalms 1:1-3, the word of God will bear fruit he has promised us. Let me say that again. In summary, when we persist in nurturing the word of God, revelation will come to enlighten and bring truth to us. If we attend to and guard and continue in and meditate upon, the word of God will bear fruit, this fruit that he's promised to us.
Mm.
Galatians 6:9 offers the perfect encouragement. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time, in due season, we will reap if we do not grow weary. Anchor yourself in God's word, he says. Surround yourself with life givers who will pray for you, who will pray with you and hold you accountable to the standards God has called you to. Continue to abide with him. Abide in his word, and you will be set free to become whom God has made you to be and experience the power of your identity in Christ. Is that not awesome?
Wow, that
Stutch
is powerful.
Seats.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Abide, abide, abide.
Most important, most powerful revelation he's received. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
You think about it. He tells us, God tells us through his son, speaking to us, Emmanuel says, this is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
He's the seed is my word.
Mm-hmm.
And when we speak the word right now, you're listening to VFN radio and watching us on Christian television. We're speaking this word over you. And you can let it just be stolen from you instantly. Or you can say, you know what? I hear it. And I'm going to seek understanding of this. I'm going to get in the word. I'm going to seek understanding. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to abide on this.
Mm.
I'm going to abide on this. And now that I get this understanding, then I'm going to accept it. It's a God word for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's faith. Now, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So you're going to have to accept this by faith.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do this if you heard, you understand, and now it's a process of is accepting. And then finally, what do you got to do? You got to fight the good fight of faith. Just hold on to it. You'll be surprised. If you write down what God said to you, and stay faithful. Understand, despite the enemy just beating the stew out of you, if you just stay faithful to God, you'll go back and look at things you wrote down 10 years ago, and you go, oh,
wow.
I even forgot that I even, you know, Joseph's going, I didn't even remember that dream. I don't even remember telling my brothers that dream. I don't even remember that dream. And all of a sudden, you know, he's back, he's reading his journal, and he's going like, wow, this is, my brothers just came, and they bowed down. Oh, this is that dream.
This is that,
you know, because I'm obviously being enslaved and beat and deceived and lied on and imprisoned and all this kind of stuff would have a tendency to cause you to just lose your focus for a while, but it won't cause you to lose what you have faith in. You still have faith. It might not be on your mind. You've already planted it on your heart and you're holding God. And so the enemy will kind of buffet you and buffet you and buffet you and get you to try to lose heart and shrink back. You need to go, I don't understand what's going on, but God is faithful, and I trust him in this process, and this process is going to bring to pass these seeds that was planted in my heart. It's going to bring to pass the fruit, a harvest. And by the way, as we're closing here, I just want to know, when God launched Vine Fellowship Network University, he launched it with acorns. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because in every acorn, there's a forest. In every seed, in every apple seed, there's an orchard. The question is, what's in you? I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand If you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.